Hi, this is Alison Thompson. Welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is Vanessa Stotter. Vanessa's book, Butterfly Whispers, came out in 2013, but it actually began life as a series of recorded messages to motivate her sales team. In our conversation, Vanessa talks about sharing stories and speaking from the heart, and she has some interesting ideas on how to overcome writer's block. Good afternoon, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Alison. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah,
thank you for
taking the time to come and talk to me today.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
So your book is Butterfly Whispers.
Yeah.
One moment, one thought can change your day. Sounds fantastic. I'll ask you about the title in a bit, but what inspired you to write it?
Well, actually, originally, Alison, it was a phone line. I was directing a sales team of over 40 women, and I trained them every week on the business. But I was finding they were calling me throughout the week in the daytime and the evening to help keep them motivated and inspired, because I'd gained credibility through my own challenges and they'd seen me come out the other side. They were just contacting me throughout the week, and I found I was not doing any of my own stuff because I was repeating myself with the same thing. However much I enjoyed it, I thought, gosh, there must be a more sensible way of doing this once for the benefit of everybody. So I actually set up a phone line and recorded an inspirational thought, message, story, a quote with my spin on it, something that I thought just might help. And I recorded it at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning for a whole year. And just asked them to dial in, and more often than not, it was all they needed, just to hear my voice and just to keep them on track. And I had less calls taking up more of my time, if you like. However much I enjoyed it, I had to be more sensible about it. It was not until it was suggested a few months after I'd set up the phone line, as actually they were offering the line out to friends and family. I had hundreds of people ringing in. It was suggested to turn it into a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did the title come from then?
Well, the title was my name. I've sort of been known as the Butterfly Lady. I have just such a love for butterflies, always have done. I believe that Vanessa, I think, is Italian name for butterfly or something, or the Red Admiral. So it's just always been a connection of mine, but actually mainly because of the transformation. I love the transformation, the simplicity of a butterfly. And the whispers really came from... it just came to me, funny enough, in the shower one morning, because whisper is a cool, calm, tranquil way of speaking. And I just thought it really, as it was a phone line, it really just came from there. And as I offered it out to others, what do you think of this name? All the response I got was, love it. So that's why I went with it.
It's amazing how many brilliant ideas come from the shower.
Oh, isn't it? I know. Yeah.
So when you were writing the book, what did you learn during the writing process? Or I suppose it was when you were putting together the content for the phone calls, actually, yeah, rather than the writing process.
Well, absolutely. Well, I wrote down my message that I wanted to share the next day, obviously the day before. Sometimes I'd be ahead of myself and write a few days, but often it would be done throughout the day before for the next day. But I was actually handwriting every message so that I didn't duplicate myself. So yes, the process was actually writing first, which is now where I get quite excited about it. I think the main thing I learned was the importance of daily practice and habits. I realised quite soon after that the discipline of focusing on what I wanted to share, actually, without realising it, when I looked back in a couple of months, how it had actually shifted and changed my own life. Oh. So the importance of daily practice and how easy it was to actually see positive stories, things to share, experiences that would happen. Again, I didn't realise it until I thought, gosh, I've actually got loads of content. Because I was focusing on the positives, that's actually what I saw all the time. I had a notepad on me that I'd even walk past a shop window and I'd have to stop and go, I love that sign, or that, you know, you'd see something happen on a train station between two people. I'd actually just write it down. So I was finding that these things were popping up all the time as I was focused on it. And I think also one of the main things I learned was the importance of self-care, because in actual fact, I'd find myself up a couple of nights in a year at 2 o'clock in the morning asleep at my keyboard. And actually, because I was so dedicated to get the message out at six, I couldn't go to sleep before I had it. And I had 60 seconds worth to fill, which is actually about 150 words. It's quite a lot to speak about. But the fact how important that sleep was, my thought process and time for me to be able to tune in, to be able to give a message that was of value. And actually that writing, once you simply start writing, the rest actually follows. And because writing has not actually been one of my best, it's not been my forte. I'm dyslexic and I struggle to read, write and speak as a child. So it's quite ironic that actually that's now what I enjoy most.
Yeah.
And I think that it attracted certain types of people when I talked about the phone line or what I was writing. It attracted the people that clearly were interested in that or had a willingness to want to listen to a message like that. But how it also repelled some people. A lot of people were turned off or would say, oh, yeah, I don't need this rubbish or it's not necessary and things like that. So I became aware of the types of people that I attracted and the types of people that were avoiding me because I was in such a great space and sharing nice, positive, happy, inspirational messages that it reminded people of perhaps where they weren't.
So you actually got that feedback as you were going along from, yeah. You worked out who your ideal audience, who your target reader was, as you were creating the content every day for the calls.
Yeah, it became quite profound because I actually found people were leaving me messages. Well, the kids were leaving me little messages on my bed. They were 10 and 7 at the time. And they were leaving me little post-its on my pillow if I was out at work at night saying, Mummy, I've got a message for your whispers tomorrow. So they were actually, it was actually everybody was in the zone. I say everybody, key people. I'd have my sister would email me something she thought might be relevant for me to expand for the message the next day. I had my sister-in-law writing me poems that she was inspired by sharing as a result of the Whispers line. And people I didn't know, I was seeing at events and they were saying, I think you must be the butterfly lady. I phone your line. And I was like, that God, we worked out that she was 5 people removed and had heard about it.
Wow.
So the fact that it was shifting people's attitudes and the way I had conversations. But actually, I think the biggest lesson was actually that by being me, it was enough because I'd had the idea for the phone line a decade or so before, but just didn't have the confidence or the content to think it was of any value to anybody else.
Quite a commitment to come up with 365 different things. Did you ever have writer's block? Were there any days when you just thought, oh, I can't come up with anything? And how did you get over that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Often, because writing is not something that I, well, used to enjoy or something that came to me naturally, I would sit there sometimes and I'd go out for a walk and say, right, I'm literally goggle-eyed trying to look for stuff. I did get writer's block, but again, one of the big lessons I learned then was to just go and do something that I loved, that Vanessa loved, which was either playing with the kids, go and have a bath, go out for a walk, read a book, and just with the intention of staying open and willing and attached to nothing, that something would just come to me that I could then expand on. And often just to write, even I absolutely don't know where to begin. I don't know quite what to write next. And all of a sudden, once my pen flowed, the message would be there. I realised that I was actually just the channel for the words that were coming out of my pencil rather than it being my idea, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. Yeah. It's quite often the thing, isn't it? If you sit and stare at a blank page,
yes.
It's very difficult to get started. But once you get started,
yeah.
There's nothing, it just does just flow, it just comes, doesn't it?
Yes, it is almost as if it's like magic, and you obviously have experience of this, but it's just, I started to really actually enjoy that that space. If I didn't have anything, it really just then became, okay, so what have I done today? What have I heard that's resonated with me? How do I feel? All those kind of things that actually then would just get going. Often it would be something I read. If I'm honest, I would just pick up a book and just stand in front of my library and say, okay, I just need a starting point. and my eyes would fall on a particular book, and I would just open the pages with my eyes shut. I'd go, right, okay, and then I'd open them, and my eyes would just land on something. And it used to become a really good game. I used to really enjoy saying, right, what can I come up with from this word or this sentence? And often that's where my intuition and my inspiration came from.
That sounds like a really good tip for anyone who wants to get started writing but doesn't really know what to write about. Open a book, pick a word and write something, whatever comes from that.
Absolutely. And I think also what excited me most was actually to listen to what came initially from when I said, how do I feel, or what is it that's important to me today? That initial word or thought, often we block out because it might not be perhaps what we think, we don't want to recognise how we're feeling. And I think authentic writing, for me, is what actually then became of interest, because I was just revealing my true self, which is often interesting writing.
Mm. So once you've got all these messages together, how did you go about publishing the book?
Well, once I'd finished the year, and I was tempted to keep going, but obviously, like you say, 365 messages is quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I then decided that, okay, so this is down under the category of self-development, inspiration, all this kind of thing. And who are the leaders in publishing? And for me, it's Hay House. Louise Hay, I just think, is fantastic. So I thought, okay, so how do I now go about, if I'm going to do this, let's do this properly. And having a conversation with a girlfriend, she said, oh, I totally, totally just know you should be doing this with Hay House. So I affirmed, I'm so happy and grateful that my book is a bestseller with Hay House, you know, morning and nighttime. I'd mocked up a sort of draft cover of what I thought I wanted my book to look like, and I had Hay House written all over it. And then I tweeted, I'd love to have my book published by Hay House, and they called me from the States. The self-publishing leg of Hay House is Balboa Press, so I actually went down the self-publishing route, and Balboa Press were the ones that journeyed with me in getting my book to print. So they were amazing as far as support goes, because obviously they're a global brand and they do this with millions of writers. So the trust I had was in them was to do the best job that they could for me. And I had a consultant that I learnt more about, and she learnt more about me. So therefore I kind of felt that it had my stamp on it still. And I was naive. I suppose one of the difficult things for me was I'm so naive and was such a novice, being my first book, that often I found that I trusting in them took a little bit of time, but that their guidance was something that I had to just follow, because I was none the wiser. It can be slightly expensive when you go down the self-publishing route, and obviously the packages that you are offered for marketing, you're drawn into. But I just kept focusing on the fact that all I wanted was just to get my message in print, even if I just had enough books to be able to retail to girlfriends or even give away for the benefit of it being out there. But yeah, really enjoyed that whole process and learned so much about what it takes to even just get a word in print.
It's very true. It's a lot easier now with the internet and the way that publishing has changed, but there's still work that goes into it. It's not as simple as pushing a button, is it?
No, absolutely. And even editing it and making it sound in the correct tense, because by the time I'd submitted my content, there was still a lot of shifting around to do, and I had to think about layout and where I wanted the images to go on the beginning of each month. I had a friend to do an image for me, because there's space at the bottom of each page to be able to write your thoughts, feelings for that day, because I think that going through my own adversity, I didn't realise how much I'd grown, because I didn't realise how much I had, and I wished I'd journaled so that even if it was a gratitude list, just to be able to look back and go, actually, you know what, I have moved forward, because I just don't think people give themselves enough credit for what they do overcome on a daily basis.
That's really important. It is very easy when you're in the middle of it, it's very easy not to see how far you've moved on or the achievements that you've made along the way, especially if you tend to see all the negative stuff and not be able to appreciate the great stuff that you are doing at the same time.
Absolutely, because negativity is the easiest option. It takes work and discipline to be able to focus on gratitude and the blessing in what, you know, in just basically in your daily lives. But I'm sure, as you and I both know, it's actually what shifts us from a place we don't want to be to where we do want to be.
No, definitely, definitely. Yeah. So what's happened since publishing the book?
Well, it arrived in my hand last year, 2013, on the 6th of December, and I am really proud to say I just clapped in a heap on the floor, crying my eyes out, because I was so proud of myself. But December, because it was a long time coming, December was crazy, just signing books, ready for Christmas presents, people were bulk buying, because it's such an easy book and it is so simple. And my youngest reader is 5, so I was having people buying it for all sorts of people for Christmas. So we had a book launch in January of this year with over 150 people there. And what I loved about my launch was the fact that I shared it with another 12 authors. So I have family, friends and colleagues that are also authors. So we had poetry, we had soaps and fragrances, we had personal development, we had adventure, we had business. So we had all these kind of books that I'd invited my colleagues to come along and share my launch with me, so that the people that came had, they just had more variety. It wasn't just about me. I'm not brilliant at saying, here I am, this is what I have to offer, but I'm okay if I can shine the light on others while doing so. So I was really excited about how the launch went, and really just been doing continuous shows to promote my book. I've got continual testimonials of how my book has helped, because it is a daily practice and such a simple message for each day. People are finding that they're using it a lot more, sharing it with others. And really just having stands at conferences, and I'm just really enjoying being asked to share my story about how the book happened, that I do either at business networking events or conferences, and just really sharing how the book can help.
That's really good. So other people who are thinking of writing a book, what kind of lessons or advice could you give them?
I think that the lessons are that everybody has a story. When it's shared from the heart, it can make a difference. So I just think if anybody has ever wanted to share their story in some way, or share their wisdom or knowledge in any way, I just relearned actually that anyone, when they want to, can apply themselves to change the way they think or can help others think. And I just would just recommend that just start jotting their ideas down. I have always said that buy yourself a really smart notebook and just jot down any ideas. If you were to write a book, how would you, what titles would you give it? What angle would you want to come from? Who would it help? And just really jot down bit by bit, because writing a book, if I now, when I think about writing more, it can be overwhelming. But if you just start breaking it down into who you would be writing it for, why you would be writing it, what makes you creditable to write it, and just jot down even small amounts daily, and before you know it, you could sit down with somebody to help you get it into a book format. You've got all your information there that can be embellished into a book format.
Yeah, I've talked to people who've written a book. Well, a book has come from a blog, so they've started off writing 200-300 words every day, every week on their blog, and then they've had that content and they've turned that into a book. So I guess it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? It doesn't have to be one massive chunk that you write in one go.
No, and I think also as well, with everybody leading such busy lives now, some people like smaller chapters or smaller sections to read. I think writing novels is very different. It's a completely different kettle of fish. I think that is a real talent to be able to, you know, get characters and, you know, storylines going. But equally, spend time in the planning of it, and before you know it, that you've got it there. But often the books now that I find are the ones that are readily bought and published are ones where people are sharing what they know for the benefit of other people. And everybody loves somebody else's story where they can relate themselves to that, where it resonates with them. It makes them not feel quite so alone. And I think that is what is worth sharing.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's one of the things I often say to people. They say, well, you know, why would anyone want to hear what I've got to say? Well, because you're unique and you've got your own perspective on things. Absolutely. And other people can learn from that and be inspired by that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, we mustn't forget that everyday people are the ones that work miracles. But we just don't see that. So why, because I've thought it myself, and I'm sure many, many, many great people have, is just that why would what I have to say be any different or make a difference to anybody else? And I think it's just believing that, just getting out there and sharing it, even if you do it for your own benefit and to benefit one person, it's job done. But I think authentic writing is what makes awesome reading. When you can share from the heart place what is important and what you're passionate about, what's important to you, it makes such great reading for somebody else.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Write from the heart and be authentic. I think that's definitely the key to a successful book. So you've got this one book out. What are your writing plans for the future?
Well, I'd love to write more books, purely because of how much fun I have had getting my ideas out of my head, if you like, and onto paper. But also as well, how excited I get about just everyday life. It inspires me, other people's stories, my learnings, my sharings. So I would love to write more books. I constantly have ideas. I'd love to write children's books. I would love to write children's books because my work is classed as simple, simplicity, taking the complicated and making it simple. I think that's so profound for children, even youngsters up to 18. I write articles. I'm asked to write articles for magazines, newspapers, publications, online websites and things like that. So I love doing smaller chunks, blogs, things like that. And writing for workshops and speaking engagements is all still a way of writing to be able to be heard and to make a difference.
It's all good advice, definitely, for anyone thinking of writing. So it's been lovely talking to you today. Before we finish, do you want to give your book a plug and tell us where you can get it?
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Yeah, Butterfly Whispers is available from trustvanessa.com or Amazon currently. We're looking to get it into Waterstones, but anybody that would like any more information, I would be more than happy to help them in any way I can.
Now, well, Vanessa Stotter, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Bless you. Thank you, Alison. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Vanessa Stotter. You can find out more about Vanessa and her book Butterfly Whispers at www.trustvanessa.com. Her book's also available from Amazon in paperback and Kindle formats. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast.